This is Leadership Insights, a podcast devoted to the discussion of emerging business ideas and sustaining performance. Commit now to achieving your leadership success.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Todd, and I'll be your host for this episode, focused on maximizing your effectiveness as a leader. In this episode, we'll highlight the how-tos of implementing a system to manage the details you are focused on, capturing and processing information in such a way that you are not dependent on your short-term memory, how to identify a good goal from a bad one, and, as with all our episodes, we will highlight tools and books that underscore this topic. You have multiple projects and responsibilities you are trying to manage. At any given time, you are juggling the details of 50 to 100 projects, which is a lot of information to keep in your short-term memory. Our short-term memory is not perfect, and just like a computer's memory, or RAM, the available amount is limited. When you reach the maximum, the old information is simply overwritten. Have you ever missed a deadline, forgot to send that email, or update the budget with the latest numbers? If so, you understand how important it is to capture this information in a trusted system, a system that will alert you at the correct time to take the next action. The tools you will need to complete this are simple: a stack of 3x5 cards, at least 100, 4 to 6 hours of uninterrupted time, and a physical inbox. The process itself is fairly straightforward. First, gather all the piles of stuff you are working on: calendars, to-do list, current project status, and emails are all good places to find this information. Second, use the remaining time to clear all the items that are in your head. For each task, follow-up item, or phone call identified, capture this on one of the 3x5 cards and add it to your inbox. You may be tempted to take a shortcut. If you do, don't be surprised if some important information is overlooked. With all the stuff you are managing gathered in your inbox, you are ready to start processing this information. With your mind clear of all the clutter, you can now focus on an outcome-based approach to action. This ensures that all of your active projects are moving forward, and at any point in time, you know the next step. Wouldn't it be great if you found yourself with a few minutes between meetings, and you consulted your system and were able to quickly make necessary phone calls? The approach I am recommending is based on a framework designed by David Allen called GTD, or Getting Things Done, organized based on projects, actions, and contexts. A project is defined as any task that has more than one step. For example, develop annual budget, identify strategic goals, or create new training program. These are examples of tasks that will require more than one action to complete. An action is any step that results in moving a project forward. Using the example from above, an action for developing annual budget could be: number one, review current budget actuals, and number two, collect forecasted budgets from direct reports. A context identifies what tool or location is necessary to perform an action. Some examples of context might be phone, office, email, or computer. Aligning actions to specific contexts makes it easy to use short pockets of time effectively. The process is straightforward. However, in practice, it can be challenging to identify that next action, as you'll see. So here we go. Remember all that information we have collected? Now it is time to organize it into a system of projects, actions, and contexts. You are going to grab the first item from your inbox and perform the following. Is there action required, or is it just information? This helps us classify if there is actually something that needs to be done or something that might be useful as reference in the future. If it is an action, does it require me to perform, or can it be done by someone else? What is the next action, and is there a specific deadline? Is there more than one next action associated with this item? Answering these simple questions will help you process the item quickly, effectively, and ensure that you handle it only once. If it is just information, your only choice is to discard or store it for future reference. If an action is required and it must be done by you, then determine the next step to move this forward. Be careful here. The tendency is to stay too high level and not really focus in on the next action. You'll want to create a project for any task that has multiple next actions. It is important to assign a context and a due date to ensure that your system will notify you when action is required. This is where trust in your system develops and you are able to free your mental RAM to accomplish the next actions. Repeat this process for each item in your inbox. Remember, the goal is to get your inbox to empty and keep it that way. You can use a paper-based or electronic system to store this information. However, in my experience, a hybrid system is not as effective and portable. I personally use an electronic system since most of my inbox items come in the form of email. I will share the tools I use later in the podcast. We are all guilty of setting New Year's resolutions to lose weight, achieve better work-life balance, or get that promotion at work. The trouble is, most resolutions are doomed because they are not smart. To be truly effective, we need to have goals that we deem fulfilling and create a clarity of purpose. The approach discussed in this segment can be applied equally to any type of goal. First, let me define the basics of the SMART framework. S is for specific. A goal should be narrow enough in its focus that it can be achieved. Otherwise, you will find that the goal languishes in inactivity. M is for measurable. In order to determine when we have reached our goal, there must be some quantitative measure associated with it. Otherwise, you are just pursuing a dream. Don't get me wrong, dreams are good, just not at the goal level. A is for achievable. While it is good to think big, you also want to be reasonable and ensure that the outcome is actually possible. R is for reasonable. This follows that if a goal is specific, measurable, and achievable, it is most likely reasonable. T is for time-based. A properly defined goal should be constrained by time so you can measure progress towards attainment. Keeping this rule of thumb in mind when setting your goals will improve your chances for success. Now that you have all the necessary information, organizing your to-dos and goals into a system that you can rely on, it is important to keep it updated. This is where we measure our progress against our goals in terms of next actions. We can quickly see where a particular project is and if it is languishing in inactivity. A periodic review, as the name implies, should be performed at different intervals. I personally perform daily, weekly, and monthly reviews. While it may seem like a lot of overhead, this process ensures that your mental RAM remains clear, allowing you to focus your energy on accomplishing your goals. What does a daily review entail? Step 1. Process all your inbox items. Remember, your goal is to get your inbox to empty. 2. Review your calendar for the next day for upcoming meetings that you might need to prepare for. Step 3. Reassign due dates for incomplete items. And step 4, review all active projects. What does a weekly review entail? Step 1, review your calendar and update it as needed. Review all projects for completeness, lagging, or starting. And step 3, process any inbox items based on calendar activities from the previous week. And finally, what does a monthly review entail? Step 1, review progress toward goal scopes and renegotiate as needed. Step 2, review someday maybe list and prune as needed. And step 3, identify new goals. This approach is invaluable in keeping all the projects in your life organized and moving forward, maximizing your effectiveness as a leader. This month's tool spotlight is OmniFocus, a tool created by the Omni Group. I have used many to-do list organizers and prefer this one for the following reasons. First, it synchronizes across all my devices easily and effectively, including my laptop, iPhone, and iPad. Secondly, it's easy to set up and monitor progress using perspectives. And finally, it has excellent integration with Outlook and Mail. OmniFocus has become my trusted system to manage my projects and next actions in one central location. I have easily integrated this tool into my workflow. In some ways, I am still a purist and enjoy paper. During the day, as new items outside of email hit my inbox, I will record them on 3x5 cards so they are captured and I can process them later. Unlike most people, I don't believe in being a slave to email. Instead, I process my electronic inbox just like I do my physical inbox. From my electronic inbox, I perform an initial triage. If it is a calendar item, it goes right on my calendar. Remember, the calendar should not be used for any task management functions. Otherwise, I send the item over to my OmniFocus inbox and identify the next action. I add the assigned due date, if appropriate, and assign to a project and context. I have some general purpose projects that I use for single next actions. Remember, context is critical for executing next actions. When you find yourself with a few moments, quickly turn to the phone, email, context. You will be amazed at how many items you can accomplish in a short period of time. Here are some common focus killers that I have found that derail me during the day. Hopefully these will help you in making your day the most productive that it can be. Checking email first thing in the morning. Typically, individuals send critical emails in the morning, which usually resolve themselves without any intervention on your part. Don't let your day get derailed by focusing on these non-productive firefights. Another one is keeping your email open all day. Unless your job specifically requires this, I recommend that you turn off your email and instead set aside time to process throughout the day. You may be surprised how many things can just be deleted and require no further action. Watch the number of subscriptions you monitor or read, online or print. I recommend picking 2 to 3 trusted sources and utilize those instead of having 10 or more and never getting around to any of them. Don't use your inbox to manage your follow-ups. It will inevitably let you down and is not a good method for notifying you when it is time to act. Protect your time. This is one item that is in short supply. If someone catches you in the hall and asks you to do something, simply reply by asking them to send you an email with the pertinent details, and then you can process it along with your other inbox items. Most of us, myself included, add many more things to our calendar than actually belong there. A good rule of thumb is that only meetings where you are specifically requested to attend should be placed on your calendar. Using this approach, you will be surprised how lightweight your calendar becomes and how critical your to-do lists are. To deepen your learning, I recommend the following books for your library. Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity by David Allen. The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield. And The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Lehrer and Tony Schwartz. These details are also available on our website in the resources section. I encourage you to make learning a daily practice and incorporate these strategies into your daily routine. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Assured Leadership specializes in developing extraordinary leaders. Subscribe to our free quarterly newsletter at assuredleadership.com.